Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. My president is
don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. You have tuned into a week worth of news in just one setting, and I want to say hey to everyone that is out there, anyone on the line, anybody checking us out in chat. Thanks for joining us, and if you're new here, our call-in number is area code 323-693-3038. That's area code 323-693-3038. Now, on this program, we're going to talk about the BET Awards. You know, they honored the, I call him the soul Prince, but it is the soundtrack of life, who I call Prince. And, you know, just an interesting speech or two that happened during the award ceremony. The Supreme Court rejects Citizens United offshoot. You know, once you give an inch, people try to take three. You know the old saying. And Canada drops the Mexican visa requirement. So Canada and Mexico made up before their summit of North America with President Obama. And Mexico lifts its ban on beef. So, again, one dropped the visa requirements. Mexico dropped its beef ban. Volkswagen agreed to pay $14.7 billion in the largest settlement ever by an auto company. And Cuba welcomes its first American luxury resort in Havana. We have that this week in court and much more, but I want to welcome you again onto the show. You listen to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. Now, our first story, Prince received tributes from the likes of Janelle Monáe, The Roots, Erykah Badu, Balel, Maxwell, throughout the BET Awards show. It was probably one of the best tributes that I've ever seen on any show, especially award show, when someone passes. But again, the multi-talented, greatest musician, and, you know, just entertainer to me. Well, the greatest, world's greatest entertainer, Michael Jackson, but the world's greatest musician and entertainer is going to Prince. So just wanted to throw that out there. His former fiance, Sheila E., closed the show by performing The Purple Melody. So Janelle Monáe sang a few songs. Maxwell sang a song. And I can't remember her name. Good Lord, it just hit me that fast. Jennifer Hudson actually sang Purple Rain. Erykah Badu did The Ballad of Dorothy Parker. And the phenomenal performance by Balel, who is an independent artist, did The Beautiful Ones. And from every Prince fan that's a level 8 Prince fan, everybody who I've heard from said he did an excellent job. And I'm up there too. So I just want to tell you that I much respect to Balel and just his performance. Now, Chili performed Housequake, Erotic City, You Got the Look, Less Work, Baby I'm a Star, America. And she also performed Glamorous Life and Prince's ex-wife, Maite Garcia, and Jerome Bitten from The Time was also performed with Sheila E. So many other Prince musical family members was also playing in the band and singing background. So it was one of the best tributes, again, for an entertainer that I've ever seen. And I'm not sure when the dates are, but we'll definitely let you know on this news program. But Prince's sister did say that they were going to organize some shows in August when he first passed. So I'm sure Sheila E. is involved in that as well. So that should be pretty good to see. Just wanted to start the show off with that. And, you know, at some point we're going to end the show with a Prince song, of course, every time we do a tribute. You know, where it's news. So we're going to give you one that was worthy of Prince. And I'm going to make it dedicated to the speech that Jesse Williams did. But that news story is later on the show. But I want to start with that, and we'll talk about it a little later. Now, the U.S. economy expanded at a faster rate than originally expected during the first quarter. However, consumption grew at its slowest pace in 2 years, is what the government said on Tuesday. And the Supreme Court rejected a case involving Delaware's efforts to unmask the supporters of those who distribute election material. Now, regardless of whether the material explicitly supports a particular candidate, Delaware's law requires any group that spends more than $500 on election material fewer than 60 days before an election must disclose the third-party supporters. So, of course, it was an attempt to mask who your third-party supporters are trying to influence elections. And Delaware state law does not allow you to do that. So I guess they tried to get Citizens United decision to overrule the state government, and the Supreme Court said, nope, they can ban it if they want to. Now, reverberations from the Supreme Court's major ruling backing abortion rights were felt this week as justices rejected bids by Mississippi and Wisconsin to revive their restrictions on abortion doctors, matching those that were struck down on Tuesday, on Monday in Texas. So since they struck it down, they also rejected Mississippi and Wisconsin's attempt to do the same thing that they just rejected on Monday. They did that on Tuesday. It'll never end. Now, the U.S. Senate on Monday unanimously confirmed its first federal judicial nomination in nearly a month, filling a Nebraska court seat that has been vacant since 2014. So a little movement just because nobody was watching, but hopefully they can get to the Supreme Court, but I think they're going to wait till the Supreme Court is out of session or on break. But as long as they confirm them, I guess we can only hope, right? Now, travelers seeking visa waivers, waiver entries into the U.S. may soon be asked to list their social media profiles. That's if the Department of Homeland Security proposal is enacted. An update to an application form would ask users to identify what social networks they use and their social media identifier, such as their username. However, revealing this information would be optional, wink, wink, is what they say. And Britain's, Britain, people who are from Britain, I guess is how we want to put that, traveling to the U.S. have been warned to check that they have an e-passport or risk being turned away. So, and from people, you know, since they just got out of their British exit stuff, the new rules requiring U.S. visas, U.S. visitors, sorry, to have passports with a biometric trip for, I guess it came into force on April 1st. So if your passports aren't updated, they're not going to let you leave. Just wanted to, or not let you come into the U.S. Now, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, his bilateral talks with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has yielded some results. So Canada will lift its visa requirements for Mexico travelers on December 1st, while Mexico will fully reopen its markets to Canadian beef in October. Now, if you don't know the story, they banned Canadian beef. They had some mad cow thing that happened a long time ago, and they banned all of Canada's beef. And so since they, you know, banned travelers, they banned the beef. And finally, they let it go and met with President Obama this week. I'm not going to do that news story, but if you want to call in and talk about it, let me know, and I will talk about it. Now, President Obama says that hysteria over Britain leaving the European Union is unwarranted. Now, the average person is not going to notice a big change, said the president, if the UK emulates Norway. Now, Norway is not in the EU, and yet is one of America's oldest allies, is what the president said. He said that I think that the best way to think about this is to a pause button has been pressed or has been pressed on the project until the European integration. So he said, I think that this is a moment when all of Europe says, let's take a breath and let's figure out how we're going to maintain some of our national identities. How do we preserve the benefits of integrity? And how do we deal with some of the frustrations that our own voters feel? Now, pointing to Norway, the president said they aligned themselves on almost every issue with Europe and the U.S. So the president is trying to smooth this over, is what he's trying to do. But the truth is the U.K. agreed to opt out and not do what the rest of the countries do. But the EU was established after World War II. They've been working on it. And it's so that the European nations do not build an economy off of war, because they like to colonize everybody. So when British backs out, and let's just say Northern Ireland or Scotland gets out of there, that's where those oil fields are. So where does Britain make money? So I just want to say, stay out of the African nations while you're at this. So if you want to make your own money, stop trying to colonize and steal everybody else's. That's just, you know, just a word for the wise. It's a public service announcement. All right, you're listening to SB Net News on SB Radio. You can call in and join us. Area code 323-693-3038. Hey, if you want to join in on the conversation, hit 1 on the line, and I will bring you in. If you have any comments or questions, send it to news@soulofsyracuse.com. Now, the first American-owned hotel group, Starwood, has taken ownership of a luxury resort in central Havana, Cuba. It's the first time a U.S. hospitality group or hotel chain has had presence on the island in over 50 years. So Starwood has come to town. Surprise, Marriott didn't get there yet. Now, the U.S. has compensated a family of a Cameroon boy who was struck and killed by a vehicle in U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power's motorcade. The ambassador's convoy was moving at a high speed, 60 miles an hour, when a 7-year-old boy was fatally hit in April. Now, the U.S. provided the family with, get this, 1 million Central African francs, which is about roughly 1,257 euros, or about $2,000 U.S. Yeah, it sucks. Now, the boy's family also received 2 cows, flour, onions, rice, salt, flour, soap, and oil. That's according to Associated Press's news agency. And the U.S. said that it would build a well to provide fresh drinking water for the boys' community. Now, Cameroon's government, local aid organization, and the U.S. has donated 5 million francs to the family, bringing the payout to, again, we'll convert this to U.S. money, to about $10,000. I know what we're thinking in America. That is just not enough. But that was it. Now, in our animal attacks, because we seem like we get them every week, so here's another one for you. A grizzly bear has attacked and killed a cyclist outside of Glacier National Park. It's in Montana, if you don't know where it is. Now, the bear attacks are rare in the area, with only 10 deaths reported since the park was created in 1910. But officials say the grizzly confronted 2 cyclists on a trail after they disturbed it. So get this, they disturbed the bear, and the bear confronted them. That's how the story reads. And then the rider was taken off his saddle, the bicycle seat, by the bear, and the other rode off to get help. Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced plans to remove grizzly bears off the threatened species list. This sounds like retaliation because the bear did something, but they also put out some information saying that if you see a bear and it stands to and it starts to clack its teeth and sticks out its lips or huff, then that's a warning that you're too close and slowly back away. This is what the U.S. National Park Service website says. And if a bear charges at you, then your best chance against a grizzly is to stand your ground. Now get this, stand your ground, and then once it comes close to you, make sure it's close enough to nudge you. They said then drop to the ground. Else, if he puts his head down and is charging you, try to fight him off. Now, that sounds like really confusing instructions, so don't take my word for it. You want to go to the National Park Service's website and see what their suggestion is, but I don't think you want to try to fight a bear. And by the way, they said don't run because you can't outrun one. So they give you mixed messages on how to fight one, but they said definitely do not run because once it chases you, you're done. All right, so the American Red Cross has apologized for a pool safety poster that depicted some white children as cool and some black children, all of the black children as not cool. Now, the organization Black Kids Swim told the Washington Post earlier this week that there is a history of discrimination against black children at public pools that makes them less likely to take up swimming. As a result, drowning rates for black children are significantly higher for those than those for of white children. And last year, if you remember, a Texas police officer resigned after videos were released of him showing his response to black youth at a pool party. So the white officer was recorded pushing a black girl who was in a bikini down to the ground, kneeling on her back. They had apologized, but there were no charges levied against that police officer for doing that to a 14-year-old girl. By the way, back to the story. American Red Cross did say that it's working on reducing the drowning rate in high-risk communities by teaching more children and adults to swim. Doesn't sound like an apology to me, but that's what they said. Just thought I'd put that out there. Now, Volkswagen will repair or buy back every one of its polluting vehicles on the U.S. roads, and that's under a $14.7 billion deal that the automaker has reached to settle lawsuits stemming from its emissions cheating scandal. Now, the deal was announced by U.S. regulators this week. The automaker will pay the money to buy back roughly 500,000 diesel cars that spew far more emissions into the air than claimed because the automaker installed so-called defect devices. Okay, so, and they were designed to ace emission tests while putting out 36 times more than the legal limit of pollutants in real-world driving scenarios. So the remaining $4.7 billion U.S. will come from the $2.7 billion fine, which is the largest ever levied in the history of the U.S., Clean Air Act, and the company has agreed to spend $2 billion U.S. on developing zero emissions vehicles. So just wanted to put that out there. They're working. Now, Hershey says that it rejected a takeover offer from Oreo maker Mondelez that would bring some of the world's best-known cookies and chocolate under one company, but the company has confirmed that it received a preliminary offer and a mix of cash and stock totaling $107 each share of Hershey common stock, and that would value the deal at roughly $22.3 billion. Now, following the review, Hershey said that its board determined that the offer provided no basis for further discussion. Any deal would be subject to approval by the Hershey Trust, who is the controlling shareholder. But I don't think they want to sell. But Hershey is pretty much trying to get taken over. All right. Now, Sony reveals its plans to create an emotional droid that bonds with humans. Okay, so here we go on these stories. The announcement came in a meeting in Tokyo this week that would see Sony re-enter the robotics field since abandoning its consumer robots in 2006. And the announcement came where they're saying that since abandoning its robot, that they want to go back to a real-life Android to interact. Now, I've seen pictures of it. It does look real life, but I have nothing else to say other than that. All right. Now, you're listening to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. I invite you to call in and join us, area code 323-693-3038. If you have any questions or comments, if you're already on the line, hit 1 on the line. If not, you know, of course, you know how we do. When you see a story or hear a story and you want to comment on it, hey, feel free to come on in. Now, on June 26, 2015, no, I probably should do this story after I do the Jesse Williams story, but Jesse Williams does this story on the BET Awards, or does this, he receives his award, does a speech, we're going to talk about it in a second, and on the same day, before I read the story and what he said, on the same day that he's making this point, American police killed their 564th person of the year on Sunday. The killing of six people, one in Connecticut, Michigan, Nebraska, Illinois, Florida, and Georgia. So American police has now killed an astounding number, 566 people this year. So the police has killed more people on a random Sunday in June than police in many countries have killed all year. I just wanted to say that before I started the rest of the story. Now, most black Americans say that they are treated unfairly and do feel racially and do not feel that racial equity has been achieved by the U.S. That's according to a new report from the Pew Research Company. Apparently, they don't listen to the show at Pew. Now, 88% of black Americans surveyed think that the country must change, but only 55%, and I say only because that's the way they wrote it, but 55% is a lot of white Americans. So it says 55% of white Americans said it needs to change, and 88% said it needs to change. Now, there are more than 1,000 deadly shootings by police in this country each year, and those are disproportionately black Americans. So here we go. Now, the BET Awards came, you know, it's a celebration of black performers that stem from, like a call from action is what they're kind of paraphrasing it to be. When the Humanitarian Award recipient, Jesse Williams, who's an actor and an activist, came to speak. Now, the opening of the show was a surprise appearance by Beyonce, a great performance by her and Kendrick Lamar for her song Freedom, and the electrifying performances set the tone for the whole evening, which had, throughout the show, a tribute to the soundtrack of life, Prince, and there was I can't remember her name. Layla Ali spoke on behalf of her father. They made sure that they honored the greatest of all times, Muhammad Ali. And the thing was, for the show and for this news sake, that Jesse Williams, the actor Jesse Williams, who currently plays Dr. Jackson Avery on ABC's Grey's Anatomy, received the 2016 BET Humanitarian Award. So the actor, who is an ardent civil rights activist, who produced and starred in the BET documentary Stay Woke, the Black Lives Matter movement, after thanking his family, Williams decided, or he dedicated the award to the real organizers all over the country that are realizing that the system built to divide and impoverish and destroy us cannot stand if we do. He said, he gave a shout out to black women who said, black women who have spent their lifetimes dedicated to nurturing everyone before themselves. We can and we will do better for you. And he said yesterday would have been young Tamir Rice's 14th birthday. And so I don't want to hear anyone, he said, I don't want to hear any more about how far we've come when paid public servants can pull a drive-by on a 12-year-old alone in a park in broad daylight, killing him on TV, and then going home to make a sandwich. He said, tell Rika Boyd how it's so much better to live in 2012 than 1612 or 1712, and tell Eric Gardner and tell that to Sandra Bland and Darian Hunt. Now, Williams also had words for critics of the tactics employed by Black Lives Matter movement and tactics by any activist. Randomly, he said, if you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then you do not make suggestions to those that do. He said, sit down. So I just want to make sure I honored Jesse Williams for coming out and saying that. And again, if you want to join us at this point, just hit one on your line. I will bring you in. I just want to say, hey, everyone who's out there. But Jesse Williams actually did a great job of making sure that he made his presence known. And I know that there's social media frenzy about it, but it was pretty much on point is all I want to say about that. So, hey, if you didn't hear it, go pick it up on YouTube. And just know that since he didn't sugarcoat it, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. And if you don't respect it, mind your business. I think he actually said that in the speech. Mind your business. All right, on that note, let's go to the line. Let's bring in the commiss, Kathleen. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I didn't want to start off the show with this because I figure it might take me in a different direction. But no, I figure, hey, if you didn't see it, you need to go back and see it. And Jesse Williams did a great job. We should probably do black on black crime for this one.
I think so.
Yeah. Now, did you get a chance to see it at all, or did you see it after?
I didn't see the whole thing. I saw. Pertinent clips. I didn't get to see Jesse Williams' whole speech. I heard a whole lot about it. I saw clips of it. But mm-hmm. I did see Sheila E. take us to the bridge on that incredible performance. I'm like, well, if you don't know, now you know.
Exactly. and you know, the first thing I thought about was the fact that Billboard said that they didn't want to invite Sheila E. to the Billboard whatever that they were going to do for Prince, and they invited Madonna because she was more well known and they thought that she would be received better than Sheila. Sheila had Prince band members in her band. How can you do better?
They were almost about to get married. Come on. Those two were so tight. It was unbelievable. You know, and come on, Sheila E's one drum note. Okay, don't let me get started. Go ahead.
Listen, I want to say this for the sake of European culture, just so that they know. Just hear me really good on this one. The fact is that you cannot co-opt every doggone thing. You cannot substitute Prince or Michael Jackson or Muhammad Ali. They were not European. You can't give them a European twang and think that that's okay. Because if you see what BET did, you said you didn't get a chance to see any of it? Any of the awards the other day?
Who, me? No.
Yeah.
That's what I was watching it. I just didn't turn it on at the very beginning, but I saw all the other pertinent clips afterwards. And trust me, I have it recorded. I don't want to watch. You know, because it came on right after. So I was watching a part of it, and I was like, no, I want the whole thing.
Now, Yeah, I taped the whole thing. And here's the thing for me. The independent artist who's independent, Bilal, he sang Beautiful Ones.
Oh, my God. And he turned it out.
You can't name, you can't get Robin Thicke. It ain't going to be Justin Timberlake. You cannot assimilate the way he interpreted Beautiful Ones. Nor can you go back and redo Maxwell's rendition of Nothing Compares to You. So when you start looking at the people, Erykah Badu and her rendition of Dorothy Parker, you have to admit, even on Prince's music, yes, he did Let's Go Crazy, and yes, he did the Purple Rain songs that, across the spectrum for European viewing was fine, but he had Prince, first of all, can sing and he can play. So technically, to put that all in one person is dang near impossible. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it's impossible. And I'll quote, it's not George Harrison. I think it is George Harrison, the guitar player. When someone asked him who was the who made the song Layla? Is that George Harrison? Do you remember?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I think it's George Harrison. But he, they asked him at some point during the interview, what does it feel like being the greatest musician in the world? And he said, I don't know, ask Prince. Because no matter how you try to co-opt the Prince to think that there's somebody that can actually, in another community that, has the melanin that he has, Prince is a one of a kind. So you can't sing those songs. Prince songs are really difficult to sing live. So Janelle Monáe doing her interpretation of Kiss and all these other songs, and Jennifer Hudson singing Purple Rain, I know there was a couple of complaints that she sang it in her own voice kind of thing. She did her own rendition of Purple Rain. But that's still kind of hot that she gets to do that, that she get to put the emotion in it. But Patti LaBelle was missing because, Patti was around. D'Angelo, who was supposed to be on the show, wasn't there. I'm only curious to what D'Angelo was going to do. And knowing that Jill Scott was always around Paisley Park and around Prince, that I can't imagine when the family puts together that their event in August, what that's going to look like. And I know Sheila's a part of putting that together.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what kind of prime time special that should be. I can't believe that a major network would not pick that up, but somebody's going to broadcast that thing live.
And what was interesting, Jerome, this is the first time. I watch Good Morning America most mornings because I'm getting ready for work. This is the first time that I saw a major network, the top story was the BET Awards. I don't even think they ever talked about it before.
Exactly. They never pay attention to BET Awards.
I'm like, wait a minute.
They covered it, but again, you're dealing with the world's greatest entertainer, performer, and they're honoring him by letting A-list artists. I mean, I know Stevie did his thing, and again, I don't know who that girl Tori, whatever her name is. I don't know who she slept with.
No idea.
Yeah.
And they were trying to make it like she was such a great, and I'm like, well, who the hell is she? Excuse my language, I'm sorry.
No, but she was there when they did they honored Smokey Robinson. And they invited her and Robin Thicke to sing Smokey Robinson songs. And I thought that was the most disrespectful. I know. Most disrespectful thing. And I understand she can probably sing, and she can play a couple of instruments probably. But And they're like, she's just like a soul singer. But, I don't know who she slept with at BET, but to bring her on to do tributes to people who are icons are crazy to me. There
BET
are so many people. Who can,
BET is white owned.
Yeah, it's still supposed to be black entertainment television, but we are not entertained. So that's why I'm black
at
and
all.
I'm not entertained. So I just wanted to put that out there. So that the owners of BET, that whole co-opting of BET or, you know, and I have no respect for Stephen Hill. I just want to say that up front. And Deborah Lee. But there's sometimes some of those shows actually turn out good. But I think that Jesse Williams, his acceptance speech, I know they were quaking in their boots for Viacom to not pull them off the air. Because BET would never, they just show ratchetness all day. And this stuff probably is like outside of their comfort zone. But again,
yeah,
it turned out
to be. And the thing that I love about it is that in order for them to do anything to him, they got to go, they got to ask a black woman. They got to go
right.
To Ron.
Exactly. Exactly. But. The way he delivered his speech, though, I'm telling you, he can give a rat's about that. He said he was a teacher. He didn't even try to act. He stumbled upon acting. It's just a job kind of thing to him. But he said, we need to do something. And I liked how he ended his speech. He said, just because we're magic don't mean that we're I can't think of what the word was, but he said that doesn't mean that we are invisible or something to that effect. But
right.
that was a melanin reference. If you don't know, you know, so EU melanin is what black folks have, right? The center nucleus of that melanin is selenium, which is a metal. And black as a color is the culmination of all forms of light. That's why a black hole is black. It's all light can form together is black. So black is a manifestation of all light spectrums. So it's a complete opposite of what most people think it is. So having light in you, it's a physical manifestation. And just like I was telling someone earlier, the space shuttle is coated on the bottom with black folks' version, EU melanin, a synthetic version of it on the bottom of the space shuttle so that it actually can have reentry without burning up. The coating on the wires inside the space shuttle is the same thing. It's the black people version of melanin is on the space shuttle. So shout out to Jesse Williams for pointing the highlight of black people are magical. Or he was saying, although we're magic, doesn't mean that we are something. It wasn't invisible. It was a different word. But I thought that was a great way to put it because for, you know, most people don't have a lot of time to hear it. That explained that way, but he did a really great job in putting that in people's face. And surprisingly enough, I know you remember this on Black on Black Rhyme, you know, because Finesse and we would all have this conversation when Sam Jackson, who was there, and Jamie Foxx, who was there, was visibly moved by Jesse Williams' words, standing up, and when Sam Jackson got his award, he said, I have not heard a speech like that since the 60s that moved me to action. Now, these two fools who actually made Uncle Ruckus watch on Black on Black Crime, both of them, can't remember when Spike Lee was saying that about Quentin Tarantino about using the N-word, and Jesse Williams summarized it by saying, you just can't try black people on and off and discard them like you're wearing their skin kind of thing. And even though those two fools are moved now, they were defending Quentin Tarantino for doing exactly the same thing that they applauded Jesse Williams for pointing out. I thought it was interesting, but they were all on board. But it's how he delivered the message. What are you going to say?
Oh, no, I was disagreeing with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it was when you get a chance to see it, it is probably, and again, it'll probably always be recorded on my DVR now, but it was one of the best shows, and Beyonce's performance was amazing. I know why people are mad at Beyonce, too. The dancers, did you see that yet, the intro?
No, I didn't.
Kathleen, did you see it?
Oh, I saw the anointing.
Oh, the clip.
That she was with water. But I just saw clips of the dancers coming in from the back.
Yeah.
The clip I saw was not Admiral. I think I was watching Dish Nation or something, and they were talking about Samuel Jackson.
Oh, they just did a little bit.
To the entrance, you know, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but those guys, again, Kendrick Lamar, for what he said, the song is called Freedom, and it was, you know, she's on her formation tour, and the dancers and the way the choreography looked, and her voice was amazing, and they performed in water. So it was an amazing, amazing performance by her. So the whole show, there was a couple of spots, but, you know, and here's the thing. I want to say this very respectfully to Anthony Anderson and Tracee Ellis Ross, but Tracee Ellis Ross did not handle that much blackness that well. It was like she was watching it from the suburbs. She was like, "Oh my God, was that moving?" It was like how she acts, like her acting. But it just seemed like, and I know I might just be critical of her for doing that, but and she may have truly been moved and had to move along with the show. But if that was Chris Rock would have said something about that. And shout out to Dave Chappelle, who was there. He did all of the Prince intro.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, and if you want to actually see or read anything about Dave Chappelle's relationship to Prince, when Dave Chappelle left, you know, Comedy Central, Prince reached out to Dave Chappelle as well. And so Dave Chappelle spent a lot of time around Prince. Most people don't know Dave Chappelle actually plays the piano. He's phenomenal. He actually is a really good pianist. And so Dave Chappelle, in an Essence magazine article with Prince, Dave Chappelle was sitting in the in his suite with Jill Scott singing and all these other people singing. And Dave Chappelle was playing at the piano, and Prince steps in the middle of the room and makes everyone stop and said, "Watch what you say around Dave, or you'll be on his next show." And everybody started laughing, and they went back. But all of those guys hung out. So when we look at honoring Prince, the people who are moved the most, you would think, hey, let's try to find out the people who actually know him, and let's have them honor him. So at least BET, I think all of the coordination of the Prince tribute was Sheila E. She was in charge of it. So I think that was really cool. That they didn't try to mock what they think Prince, yeah. At least they didn't try to mock it. So, yeah. All right.
And
so,
Dave Chappelle had enough of Prince on his show. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Those Prince skits that he used to do just used to crack me up.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that they said even though he did that, Prince was okay with it because it was true. It's like a true story. his Prince likeness and all of the other stuff. They said it was actually a true story. And so there you have it on that. Oh, you know,
yeah.
I don't know if you saw the intro. You know, New Edition is doing their the New Edition story on BET. They released the first trailer, and they haven't released the air date, but it's going to be a 3-part series. It's going to be a 3-part city on New Edition. Huh?
Right, because they introduced themselves right on the show, and Hakeem from Empire is one of them.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about that. That he's actually, I can't remember which one he's playing. I think he's playing Michael Bivins.
Huh?
I think he's playing Michael Bivins, but I know he's on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
So, it is going to be good. Now, before we go out, I in the honor of Jesse Williams and his speech, I wanted to make sure we go out on Prince and with a Prince song. So here we go. And I want to thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We have to do Black on Black Crime, Kathleen. I just want to tell you. Before we go out, I just want
to
tell you we need to go back. You're in?
I'm in.
Okay, here we go. We'll have to do that, and we'll see you again next week. You listen to Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio.
in every land. To keep this country free, y'all. Women, children, and men.